Bence.
There you are. I was wondering where you'd gone off to. I'm behind the dressing screen. I'll be out in a moment. Don't you dare apologize to me. I'm the one always begging you to take breaks every now and again. Though, now I am curious where you were.
Oh, I see.
And how are the new recruits? Are there any as promising as you were when you started? Don't be modest. Simon trained you himself, and he praised you endlessly to my father when you were in training. Of course he did.
Though that might have been because I kept asking about your progress.
Either way, you were his star pupil. All right, I don't count Claire because she was older and in a league of her own. Well, I'll take your word for it. I'm sure they will all be invaluable assets to our ranks in time.
No, I'm fine. The handmaids already helped me into the, underbinding.
I'm just trying to make the last few adjustments without completely falling over. I can feel you smirking from over here.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you weren't.
I heard that! You know, mocking your queen could be seen as a treasonous act. I could have you banished for jokes like that. Oh, I most certainly would. I would banish you and your hellish snoring. You do! It's like a rock slide crashing through my chambers every time you breathe. Doesn't feel so nice to be on the other side of things, does it? That's what I thought.
Now, I'm almost done. There we are.
How do I look?
The dress was a gift from the Duke of Mercia.
Really? I know I make jokes about being the queen, but you can tell me if it's too much. Of course I'm wearing it. You gave it to me. I've hardly worn another necklace since. Oh, don't be silly. It's perfect. I'd wear it for every occasion, regardless of how it looks with the other jewelry. And even if it did bother me, I'd commission a whole new wardrobe just to match this. Of course. This way, I always have you close to my heart. A sap I may be, but you're the one who made it in the first place. I still say it's the best coronation gift I could have received. Oh, besides you, of course. Though, if I recall correctly, I didn't get to have you until a few days after. A royal guard should ask permission before stealing a kiss from their queen. It is quite improper. I care very deeply about propriety. I guess you're right.
This is the last ball of the season, so some exceptions can be made. But between the two of us, this season can't end fast enough. If I have to host one more social event, I'm going to collapse. You laugh, but I'm half serious. It's absolutely exhausting. I miss when I could sneak away to the village festivals instead. It's always so much more enjoyable to be amongst the people. Don't give me that look. You were the one helping me sneak out most of the time. Never mind that it was your idea to begin with. It was! I'll have you know I was a perfect little rule follower before you came along, and now it's because of you that I know all the secret passageways in the palace. Yes, I loved those nights. Sneaking through the corridors and through the forest. Oh, I don't think anything has ever compared to Mr. McMurrow's pastries. Oh, do you think Soraya still makes those beautiful flower chains? I'd love to see them again. That would be nice. Next season we'll extend an invitation to the rest of the kingdom. They can bring their wares into the central courtyard. It'll be wonderful. I love that idea. Until then, we still need to close out this season. Yes, and then you don't have to keep sharing me with other nobles. Not like you don't scare half of them off now. You do! If they don't drop to their knees at the sight of me, you send them a death glare that would make our enemies nervous. I think you seem to enjoy doing your job a little too well. Well, if it isn't your glare, then your silver tongue is always quick to send them running. On the contrary, I enjoy your silver tongue quite well. Oh, if you insist, I would be more than happy to be reacquainted after tonight. If you're up for it, my dear knight. Yes?
I apologize for the interruption, Your Highness, but the guests are arriving.
Thank you. I will be out to greet them shortly.
Very well, Your Highness.
I suppose that will have to wait until later. I know. I'm tempted to send them all home anyway. Well, keeping that delightful fantasy in mind, would you be so kind as to escort me to our guests? We've got a long night ahead of us. Yes, have a good evening, Lady Ursula. Have a wonderful evening. No, I would love to, but an urgent matter has been brought to my attention that I must attend to. Yes, please, enjoy one in my stead. No need, my guard shall escort me. Thank you. Yes, I'm coming. What is it? You weren't so insistent, I'm assuming it's an emergency. Where are we? What on earth do we need in the servants' tunnel? I see. No, by all means, lead the way. Uh, you think anyone will be coming down this? Now that I think about it, I don't really mind anymore. I'm shocked it's taken you this long to steal me away. You've been looking at me all night. I was sure you'd cut in after the first dance. Not like that would be a new experience for you. I can assure you that is not a complaint. It's been a nightmare keeping my hands off of you. You know what seeing you in that color does to me. You did it on purpose. I don't know what you mean. There was nothing wrong with how I was dancing with Sir Isaiah. Even if my eyes were on you the whole time? I'm certain no one else noticed, not even him. The entire court is well on their way to never remembering this evening when the sun comes up, and at this point, I don't care if any of them do. You are my guard and my chosen consort. If any of them have a problem with that, they can follow Lady Rochelle the same way she left. I mean it. I've already said it before. I would do anything to have you by my side. Just as you would for me. Speaking of which, since we're alone now, as my royal guard, I command you to get me out of this fucking corset. If you leave me trapped in this thing for one more minute, I'm going to consider it a betrayal against the crown. I don't care if you have to use your sword or your teeth, just get it off. Why not? Do I need to threaten you with banishment again? Because I will. No, you're right. If I'm going back out there, I can't be completely undressed, even if the desire is immeasurably strong. Even the drunkest guest would remember that, and I don't think I could handle dealing with that kind of scandal. You should... But you just said... I'm sure they won't miss me for a few more minutes. Are you sure we can? Here we can. You make a resounding argument. I can't tell what's more convincing, your silver tongue or your handsome. I wouldn't say no to that at all. Yes, 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 please, please. Yes, my neck is fine, just no marks, not yet. After tonight, you can mark me however you like. Yes, yes. I said no marks. I said... No, I don't really care either. Yes. Yes. Yes, I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm yours. I am endlessly yours. Just as you are mine. My knight, my incredibly talented consort. If you keep moving your hand like that, we're really not going to be here for much longer. You are cruel. I'm trying to be quiet. You're not making it very easy for me. Wait. I don't want to finish. Not yet. I don't want to. I was starting to get close, and I wanted to take you up on that offer you made in my chambers. Yeah. If my guard is willing. Oh, really? You think you could do that fast enough? I know that look in your eyes. I am incredibly fond of that look. Yes, please. Anyone could walk by any minute, don't make me say it. Cruel indeed. I want you to taste me and make me finish. And then walk me back onto that dance floor. Yes, please, 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 I want it. I want it, I want you, please. Yes, yes, I can keep quiet. I can keep quiet, I promise. I promise. Although, if you're going to insist on showing me what that silver tongue is good for before we're discovered, I suggest you get on your knees and get on with it. You look good from this angle. Yes, yes, I'm fine leaning against the wall. That's new. Just be careful of the dress. I am fond of it. I would like to wear it again. At the very least, I'd like it to last until tonight. Your hands again. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, it feels good. It feels good. Your hands always feel good. You. Oh, you are some other kind of bull tonight. Sweetheart, I beg you to start, please, so that you may serve your queen as you have promised. Yes. I can hold this card, yes. Oh, it's cold. I've been sweltering under these layers all night. The breeze is a little sharp. You. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I could be quiet. Just keep working your tongue like that. Oh, please, please keep working your tongue. Yes, yes, yes. I love it when you look up at me like that. I've been watching you all night, wishing I could have you like this. Wishing you would take me like this. Please. Yes, 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 yes. I can be quiet. I can be quiet. So good to me. You treat me so well. Your tongue. Can I please move my hips? Please? Yes. 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 Oh, please, please, please use your fingers. Please, please. You can use two. You can use two. I want you to use. Yes, yes, just like that, just like that. Oh, God. Oh, I've missed your tongue. I've missed your fingers. I've missed you touching me like this. Yes, yes. Oh, whatever you just did with your tongue, do that again. Oh, please do that. I promised I would be quiet, but then you started moving like. I'm close. Please. Please. You are an absolute. No, don't stop. Please. Please, may I come? Please, can I come on your tongue? Please, can I come? Yes, I'll be quiet. Please, please, just keep going. Please, please, please. I don't know if my legs can hold me up much longer. That was perfect. You. I don't think silver tongue is a good enough descriptor for it. Yes, I'll be fine. In a moment, no thanks to you. You did exquisitely. Thank you for that. No, it felt wonderful. I'm praying no one heard that, but I don't think I care right now. I love you with all my heart and soul. And after this ball, I would very much love the privilege to return the favor. Mm-hmm.